AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Tulsa police officer charged with manslaughter after shooting a black man last week has turned herself in and been booked at the Tulsa County Jail. Our Shirley Smith has the latest on Officer Betty Shelby.
She was booked, posted a $50,000 bond, and was released about 20 minutes later. Officials may have been hoping that their quick reaction in the case could prevent unrest in a city with a long history of tense race relations. I'm Shirley Smith.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
The protest over the police shooting of a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina, was mostly peaceful last night. Protesters calling for police to release video of the moment Keith Scott was shot and killed by a black police officer. The family of Keith Scott has now seen the police video of the events leading to his death. Their attorney says it's impossible to tell if he has a gun in his hands, as police claim. Authorities say he ignored repeated warnings to drop the gun before a black police officer shot him. Monday night's the first presidential candidates debate. Our new poll finds that most voters see Donald Trump as the more disrespectful and disconnected of the two major party candidates. Here's our Ed Donahue.
60% of registered voters say Donald Trump does not respect ordinary Americans. 48% think the same way about Hillary Clinton. Even among those saying they'll likely vote for Trump, 40% say they think the word compassionate does not describe him well.
Ed Donahue reporting there. The father of the suspect in the New York and New Jersey bombing says he condemns what his son did, and his son had become, in his words, bad after trips to Afghanistan and Pakistan in 2013. Mohammed Rahami spoke to us early this morning. This is AP Radio News. The FBI confirms that it is gathering information about an incident involving Brad Pitt and his family on board a private flight last week. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
An agency spokeswoman says the FBI is considering whether to open a formal investigation. There have been several media reports that Pitt was abusive toward one of his six kids on a flight with Angelina Jolie Pitt last week. Pitt's people have declined to comment.
Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt on Monday, and her lawyer released a statement the following day saying she came to the decision for the health of her family. A letter gangster Al Capone wrote while in prison will be auctioned next week. Al Capone wrote the letter to his son, writing, "Junior, keep up the way you are doing and don't let nothing get you down. When you get the blues, put on one of those records with songs I wrote you about." The letter is expected to bring thousands. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.